Rich Charm still last. Great again at the 200 in front of I Am Someone. Lord Von Costa getting through. Malibu Style High Stranger. Great again with Lord Von Costa coming out after it. Lord Von Costa takes Great Again Malibu Style. And Lord Von Costa won it. Defeated Great Again Malibu Style.
Replay probably get worn out somewhere up around Albury with the connections of Lord Von Costa. And Donna Scott, the trainer of Lord Von Costa, joins us this morning. Congratulations, Donna.
Yeah, thanks, Warren.
How'd you feel yesterday? We spoke to you in January when the horse won so well down the straight, and it was an emotional day for the family and the team connected with Lord Von Costa. How did yesterday compare?
Yeah, look, a little bit different, obviously, with what's going on and being restricted with the COVID-19. Reece was able enough to go because he lives in Victoria, but the rest of us were at home, but still a massive thrill, and we're all here together cheering him home. So, yeah, a little bit different, but still as good a thrill as the last time down there.
Reece is Reece Holleran that you refer to, managing owner and breeder of Lord Von Costa, a seven-year-old, and 4 years ago he was winning the Creswick Stakes at Flemington on this day. Just take us through a little bit of the recent journey and what connections of Lord Von Costa have been through to get him back to yesterday.
Yeah, look, it's been a long, slow process. A lot of rehab, a lot of being patient with the horse and things like that. Like, we thought we were in for big times when he won the Creswick and things like that, but didn't eventuate. He'd done the tendon, come back for a short stint, flared up again and back to rehab, but we've got him where he is today and hopefully he can stay sound for us for a while now.
When you have an injury like that and then you say there was a stage that it flared up, do you ever become a bit disconsolate and think, gee, we mightn't be able to get him back?
Yeah, look, for sure, especially when he did it the second time. Like, it's hard enough to get them back from when they do attend it the first time, and normally if they go again, it's very limited that he will get back to racing. But we sort of caught it early. That's it, being a little stable here and very hands-on. I was listening to Nick Ryan before, and that's it when you have sort of, we only got 20 horses here in work, and I like to be out and about. And so we picked it up early and pulled the pin and decided to send him straight back to rehab and try and give him another chance. But yeah, it's always every morning I come out first thing and go in there and run my hand down his leg and make sure everything feels all right with it. So, but yeah, it's been a big effort to get him back for a horse that's done it twice, and getting to be competitive like he is fantastic.
Did he get back home safe and sound last night?
Yeah, he's all tucked away and he seems bright enough. He's tucked into his food and yeah, everything seems good with him so far.
Importantly, how were his legs when you gave him a rub this morning?
Yeah, they were fine. Nice and cool, just how you want them.
Last time, too, we're talking about the association with Blake McDougall, with your family and his involvement in it. And I'm sure even though Craig Williams was aboard yesterday, Blake and the team involved would have been thrilled to see the performance.
Yeah, for sure, and they're still massively involved. Like, it's been hard, probably not down there talking to Craig, but there's been correspondence, and as Craig had sort of suggested after his run the other day, that we should maybe find something a bit weaker because he just thought the horse was badly weighted in those races because of what's going on. And I knew he was knocking on the door, and he also suggested the blinkers off, but talk to Daniel and Blake that are involved, ride him all the time and things like that. And we just thought we would just leave things as they were. He ran into that race ideally yesterday. His other runs had been a month in between runs, and whereas yesterday it was a fortnight in between and he was third up, and we thought we'll just, as much as you don't like to go against a leading jockey like Craig when he suggests take the blinkers off, we just thought we'll give him one more shot with the blinkers on and just see what happens, because everything sort of pointed that he was yesterday was going to be his day. Everything was cherry ripe for him.
Probably a underlining and a credit to Craig's faith in the horse, because at this time of year, when Craig's fighting out a premiership, he can be hard to secure for riding. So the fact that he was wanting to or able to, and willing to maintain the ride might have been a positive, despite the fact that you ran your own race in terms of the gear, but positive that Craig was sticking.
Yeah, for sure. I was getting a little bit nervous, like when I secured him for the first up run, he's happy to jump on board and he stuck with him second up. And then I thought, oh, we're getting to the final now, and no doubt he's ridden other horses in the heats and he hasn't probably, you know, not that he hadn't been far away, but I thought, well, I wonder, are we going to be able to secure him again? And I was over the moon, and I thought, well, that's a good enough sign for me that he's happy enough to stick with him for the final. So that gives us a little bit of confidence as well.
Some rich races in New South Wales coming up in the months ahead. What does the short-term future hold for Lord Von Costa?
Yeah, look, I haven't got anything. We were just getting over yesterday because we knew we had to even consider the Kosciuszko, which has been our goal since he won that last race down the straight, that we needed to win a race going into it for publicity, and you need your horses for people to, obviously, someone's got to pick you for the slot for the Kosciuszko. So, like Front Page winning the other day, it's a great endorsement for people to think to pick you. So we needed a win yesterday to give us an opportunity that someone might pick us. So I haven't planned anything down the line. We'll sit back. Obviously, he seems to have pulled up well. He loves Flemington. I know Craig has suggested a couple of races, but we'll just see how he is. I'll map out a thing working back from the Kosciuszko, and we'll just sit back and take a breath and work out what we'll do next. Like, obviously, to race, you know, he has got some good form. He raced there as a young horse at Randwick, but, you know, we need to perform in New South Wales and probably at Randwick to more justify to make sure that we can get a run in that race and be performing up there, as much as it's we've won a listed race in Victoria, but they're very state-oriented, and you don't sort of, New South Wales people don't see the Victorian races so much, so we need to be in New South Wales probably for our next couple.
Well, Victoria in general is a bit of negative at the moment, Donna. I think we're seen as a bit of a pariah state just with the unfortunate current situation. You talked about the logistics, and Reece was able to be on course yesterday. What's it like training on the border at the moment?
Yeah, look, it's extremely hard, and there's a lot of planning goes into it. Even with yesterday, there was a lot of difficulty with it, and, you know, I don't know too many people down in Victoria to look after the horse and things like that, so it makes it really hard. And even that going forward with what the lockdowns and that, it's probably going to be even harder in the next couple of weeks or months to get into Victoria. So yeah, it's been quite challenging. I heard someone on your show earlier with the tutor and things like that. It's the same thing here. It's just quite difficult. Victoria can come across here and they only have to bring their horses on the day, but for us to get into Victoria, we've got to be there the morning before. And so logistically, it's quite hard, but it is what it is. And if they're the races that suit and you need to go there, you just need to deal with it.
From a programming point of view, though, now, are you more leaning towards looking to race in New South Wales if you can find a suitable race, because it's just that little bit less tedious?
Yeah, I think we'll probably just back off him for a little bit, because even with New South Wales, like, obviously he doesn't handle a heavy track, and New South Wales at the minute are getting quite, like, it was heavy at Randwick yesterday. It's that time of year. It might be just a time now, and as a horse with tendon injuries, you don't want to put them under too much pressure, is what, you know, people have told me. So he's had three runs now and he's been up for a little while. I'd be, off the top of my head, we might just give him a little break, let a bit more of a winter get through, and then have a look from there and see if there was something that ran with well and good. But if we all, like, that's it, loves Flemington. You don't change a sort of winning combination. If it doesn't work out at Randwick, I'll have no hesitation taking him back to Flemington.
At this stage, looking ahead, likely to have at least a couple of runners, maybe three, at the Wagga meeting on Monday. Anything from the stable that you're thinking is heading there and has a good winning chance?
Yeah, look, there's three nice horses going there. The first starter has been working really well at home. His trial form doesn't suggest much, but I'm not too worried about that. But he's a up-and-coming horse, Pure Phyllis. She had a little setback, got a foot abscess after she raced at Wagga last time, but has come through that fine. But the stable mate, Star of Tennessee's, got a lot of upside to her. I'm excited about her. She had a little nick on her leg, and we had to scratch her for Morbury the other day, which looked a nice ideal race for her. But, you know, it was a class one race, which suited. But she heads to Wagga on Monday, and has come through a run really well, worked well the other morning, and so I think she'll be hard to beat, hopefully, at Wagga. She likes to sting out of the ground, and as I said, she was a nice win here at Albury. in a maiden, it's hard to go to your next start and win again, but I think she's got a bright future ahead of her.
Good luck at Wagga tomorrow, but importantly, good luck with the stable star, Lord Von Costa, whatever you decide to do, Donna, and you should be very proud of the achievements that you've recorded so far, and there may be more to come. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.